Today, I want to talk to you about the mystery of consciousness. What is consciousness? Where did it come from? How did we become self-aware? What gave us the gift of imagination? To understand why we are the way we are, we first must find out how we came into existence. A quote from the great astrophysicist Carl Sagan: "You have to know the past to understand the present," which means that in order to learn all that we know about our minds, we first must trace it back to its origins. A term known as tachi tele, or also known as mega evolution, is a phenomenon that occurs when a species has to quickly adapt to a new environment in order to survive, making evolutionary changes for that species much more rapid than what was previously happening. It turns out that us humans are a product of tachi tele, and to this day remains one of the biggest mysteries in our universe. Human history tells us that for millions of years, early apes were evolving at a slow, predictable rate, as like all other mammals on the planet. But suddenly, the fossil record shows us that almost out of nowhere, the early Homo erectus brains began to rapidly grow and evolve, and in just a 1 million-year span, the ape's brain has doubled in size. And now us apes are making cell phones and moving to Mars. But how can this be? What could have sparked the birth of our imaginations? What could have made us human? This has been a question humans all over the world have been contemplating for as long as history stretches, and many groups coming up with their own stories of explaining it, which is even the root to some religions and cultures. But even to this day, the same mystery is still yet to be solved. There are three main generalized theories to explain this mystery, and the first one, of course, is modern religion's explanation for it. Many believe that it was the intervening of God or gods who helped the creation of man and gave us consciousness, and that we are all created in God's image. The second are people who don't believe in the religious idea of a god, but more the idea that an intelligent extraterrestrial mixed their DNA with apes and created a new species that evolved into us humans. And the last theory, of course, comes from science. Biological anthropologist Neil Roach and his team came up with a theory that what started the rapid brain development in early apes began with the discovery of the throwing arm. Apes eventually learned to throw rocks and scare off predators away from their kill they were feeding on, and so that the apes can move in and eat the food instead. This led to a change in diet and introduced apes into a carnivorous lifestyle, which meant that eating more calorie-rich meat and fat would allow our ancestors to grow larger brains and bodies and expand into newer regions of the world, which eventually helped make us who we are today. This is the way science explains human evolution. All of these theories can be convincing, but at the end of the day, they are still just theories and can be disproven. This is why this subject is so intriguing, because we still don't know what made us human. But what if the answer has been staring us in the face the entire time? Now let me propose to you an idea that can help solve this mystery and hopefully in the process erase some of the dogma you may have in regards to the topic. This theory not only may be the answer to how the brain rapidly developed, but may also answer the question of how and why we are the way we are. Famous anthropologist and ethnobotanist Terence McKenna proposed in 1992 in his book called Food of the Gods, an idea he called the stoned ape theory. So here's what he proposed. When the population of apes began to grow in expanding numbers, there were groups of apes forced to the very edges of the forest. Eventually, the number of apes kept rising, but the forests weren't expanding. This eventually forced these edge-dwelling apes out of the canopies and into the grassy fields. Many apes were pushed out and died this way, but however, there are some apes who got lucky, who found new sources of food in order to survive. The bugs that the apes used to eat were not found in the same places in the fields as they were in the forests. But some apes discovered that large sources of these bugs would naturally be attracted towards the piles of feces that were left behind from herds of wild animals. So this was a jackpot for a starving, scavenging ape. Also, one other bonus is that a psychoactive mushroom grown all over these piles of feces as well, known as psilocybin. It is the active ingredient in these mushrooms, and this was directly in the pathway of the evolution of the apes. It was impossible to miss, and not only would the fresh mushroom be delicious if tasted, but now let's talk about what effects the psychoactive mushroom would have on a small microdosing level that apes would be ingesting. The first thing it does is affect your vision. In the 60s, a researcher named Roland Fisher at the National Institute of Mental Health gave graduate students psilocybin and performed many vision tests. His studies concluded that while on small levels of psilocybin, the students' visual acuity increased, giving them more accurate information about their environment. The second thing it does is stimulates the central nervous system, which causes sexual arousal in mammals, which means it also makes you horny and helps you procreate. And the third thing it causes is curiosity, but not the normal kind. It erases pre-established beliefs and gives you insight from a different point of view other than your own. You temporarily step outside the box. So now let's theorize that there were some groups of apes who accepted these mushrooms as a new food source into their diets and occasionally microdosed on these fungi. These groups of apes would become better at finding food and staying aware of predators due to their increased visual acuity. They would also be more curious, initially picking up the first throwing rock and figuring it out in the first place, discovering the throwing arm. And most importantly, the sexually aroused apes will outbreed other groups of apes, passing on the mushroom diet to more and more generations thereon after, thus sending these groups of early apes on the journey to becoming human. Now, I know this is a hard concept to grasp, but some new discoveries they are making today are actually giving more and more fuel to the stoned ape theory due to the research finally being done on these magic mushrooms. Psilocybin is listed as a Schedule 1 drug and has been since 1971, so it has been extremely hard to do research on. Schedule 1 drugs are defined as drugs with high potential for abuse or drugs that have no recognized medical use. However, psilocybin mushrooms have had numerous medical and religious uses in dozens of cultures throughout history and have had a significantly lower potential for abuse than any other Schedule 1 drug like heroin, and are actually used today to help with addiction. In just the last 6 years, the research they are discovering with the magic mushroom can potentially help millions of people struggling with all kinds of mental illnesses. In a new study conducted by the University of South Florida, they discovered mice given psilocybin showed growth in new brain cells, perhaps erasing traumatic memories. Researchers think that the psilocybin is binding to certain brain receptors that stimulate growth and healing, which is located in the hippocampus, which is a small part of the brain that is essential to learning and forming memories. Since PTSD is thought to result from a similar response in which patients cannot separate a stimulus from a traumatic event, psilocybin could potentially help them heal their brains just like it did for the mice. The fact that it can stimulate growth of new brain cells and create new ones, who's to say it cannot be what was one of the main contributors to the doubling of our brains in the first place? Psilocybin is now being used in clinical trials for psychotherapy purposes as well. In supervised studies, psilocybin seemed to produce a psychological or mystical experience so powerful that they could help treat conditions like end-of-life anxiety, severe depression, addiction, and even OCD. A single high dose of psilocybin was enough to bring about a measurable personality change lasting at least a year in nearly 60% of the 51 participants in a new study. According to the Johns Hopkins team of researchers who conducted it, lasting change was found in the part of the personality known as openness. Openness includes traits related to imagination, emotion, aesthetics, feelings, abstract ideas, curiosity, and general broad-mindedness. Changes in these personality traits were larger than changes typically made in healthy adults with decades of life experiences. Research in this field say that after the age of 30, personality doesn't usually change significantly. This is showing that psilocybin, if used properly, can unfog our minds from all the clutter and chaos and get us back in touch with our true selves and nature, making more room for happiness and growth. So to stay on topic, psilocybin mushrooms could have very well be what's behind the mystery of what made us human, and the fact that we are all deprived of them now may explain why society looks the way it does. This is a natural medicine our consciousness has evolved with for millions of years and is now being proven on all levels to have drastic benefits to our physical, mental, and spiritual self. In conclusion, the origins of our consciousness and how we became human is still the greatest mystery man has ever tried to solve. But hopefully mainstream science will shine more light on the stoned ape theory, and it gets the attention it deserves. Just because it's controversial doesn't mean it can't be true. help spread the word and erase the dogma people have surrounding this psychoactive mushroom, and support the medical and scientific research on the rise so we can all have the one freedom that matters most, freedom of our own minds. Thanks, everyone. Hope you all learned something today. Enjoy. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, hit that thumbs up or like button, or even share this podcast with some friends. And make sure you subscribe to my channel and all listening platforms to stay up to date with all the new content coming out. That's The Matt Rich Podcast on all listening platforms. If you'd like to support the channel, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/TheMattRichPodcast. I love you all, and I will see you next time.